General.
Yes, sir.
This fellow said he never heard of such a letter. We got a hold of him, and he no longer works there, but he said he had never heard of it. We got a hold of the Secretary of State. He hadn't heard of it, and if I could get a little more details, we'll really pursue it. My guess is what they're talking about is the original letter to President Jim in 54.
But, well, sir, I tell you, as long as ever people are looking for it, it's down. They thought the ban was from Sam Brightman. That was a thought, but they knew it was circulated on the Hill. I tell you, Congressman Mel Laird and was the one that gave me the information that it was on plain paper going around and it was dated in 1954. This was before Jim ever came to power.
I never heard of it, and we can't find anybody that is. Why don't you get him to give it to you, and then you can give it to me tomorrow and let me see it. If I find something to pursue it. Now, there is a 54 letter that we have referred to, and I referred to it in my television talk, which shows the policy established, which we fully embrace and which we agreed to. And it's not a critical letter. It's a matter of fact.
I know that. The only thing I would... if this letter has been in the public domain, I don't know. But the way it was given to me, it was a private letter from me to Churchill.
I never heard of it. Well, this one was from you to Jim. But what we say there is this government's policy was laid down in 54. We keep our commitments. Here's Kennedy, he laid it down in 61. And here's what we say now.
Yes.
Now, if there's any other letter, we don't know about it, but if you'll get it, or tell him to just inquire, just say, I'm trying to locate it, and they can't, they say Brightman's no longer there, and he says we locate him. He said he never heard of it.
Try to find it and bring it along.
I just sure want to, if there's anything happening like that, I won't stop it.
Fine, thank you very much.